The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting here in Janet Cimarelli's office, and I want to welcome Janet to the Tuesday morning Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And we're looking outside at this beautiful sunshine we have here in Margate, and it's a pleasure to see. And I hope that our special guest, who's speaking to us from the San Diego, California area, is experiencing the same kind of beautiful weather that we have here. Our special guest, who you're going to introduce in a moment, Janet, is a man who I've mentored over the years in his many facilities that he's been able to accumulate a great deal of knowledge with. And I'm very proud that I was able to help him get started in this industry in various capacities. And in my opinion, he's probably one of the greatest educators that we have ever had on our radio show in the past, Janet. And we're looking forward to, of course, more interviews with this young man. So, Janet, I will turn it over to you.
Well, I don't know how I can continue improving on those accolades, Al, but certainly our guest, he's an authority on dietary supplement research, nutritional medicine. He's worked with North American Urban Spice, Nordic Naturals, and now he is the Vice President of Human Nutrition in a company which is dedicated to improving well-being. And I would love to welcome to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour our very special guest, Stuart Tom. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you both so much for such a warm welcome. And Al, thank you so much for your leadership and friendship over the years. I've shared this story before, but in case anybody's listening, Al put me on the radio for my very, very, very first radio interview. I've done now close to 5,000 interviews, and I was so terrified, Al. We laughed a little bit, Janet and I, last time. I thought the entire world was listening, and once I realized how selfish and how self-centered that was, I realized that in order to be a good educator, it's never about me or my opinion. I can get excited about science, so thank you very much for setting a great example with your leadership and the store, and Janet, evidence-based diagnosis or recommendations for these patients that you see is a breath of fresh air after we've had too much salesmanship in our industry.
We welcome you, Stuart, because I know that you are with a company, CV Sciences, which in my opinion is the product of the future. And I am a wholehearted believer in what you are doing. I'm a wholehearted believer in the product because I've been using one of the products, and I'm a firm believer that the course of action that you're taking to bring people's attention to this product line is truly fantastic because you're giving them the opportunity to improve their overall well-being in a very, very easy-to-use manner. And I personally want to thank you for that because it's made a big improvement in how I feel during the course of a business day and how I know people who I have recommended it to feel during the course of their day. So let's start by talking about the company itself and what you've been able to accomplish so far with the company that you're with.
Well, I joined the organization CV Sciences, formerly Canna Vest, just under 3 years ago. And in the 3 years that I've had the great privilege of working for this organization, I just pulled out my list, we are now selling our products in 1,022 health food stores. Now, the average listener might hear that number and say, okay, what's the big deal? But Al and Janet can attest with their years of expertise and experience in this industry that a brand new ingredient that's never been seen before shows up out of nowhere and makes its way into over 1,000 health food stores. We sold out last year of Plus CBD oil. Our total revenue for the company I'm not allowed to disclose yet because our fourth quarter has not been made public. But I can tell you in my division, in the natural product division that services stores like yours, that we sold just under $4 million worth of agricultural hemp-derived CBD in our first official year in the market. So if you're just tuning in and you wonder, what is this next big thing that Al's talking about and millions of dollars worth of this new ingredient, we're giving people the power of cannabis without being high. What does that mean? Plus CBD oil is anti-anxiety, anti-inflammatory, anti-pain, and more without having any of the side effects of medical cannabis. We've give you all of the ingredients that make you healthy, that don't get you high, and in a very short period of time, Al, on SPINS, which is the way that you track the success of all of our companies, we are the number one selling CBD in the United States of America, and in supplemental oils, we are ranked eighth on top of companies like Now Food and New Chapter. We are crushing it.
Congratulations, and I know that the reason that you and CV Sciences are crushing it is because of the foundational work that you have put into the research, the science behind the CBD oil. So there are just so much to discuss this morning, and I'm going to ask you a very, very broad question, Stuart. Who is the individual that most needs to be educated about the CBD oil, and how would they go about using it?
Well, knowing me, we'll have a little nuanced answer. I think the single most important person to educate would probably be your primary care physician.
Wow.
And that isn't going to happen overnight, and we spend a lot of energy and money at integrative medical health conferences. I just exhibited at the Scripps Dietary Supplement Evidence-Based Update in California here in San Diego over the last weekend. So that's a long-term effort. The docs walk into the booth. Janet, I mean, you're a practitioner. They say, what is this stuff indicated for? And we say, nothing. And they say, and it's out on the market. It's everywhere. Now talk to me. So that's a long-term play. The next most important person to educate is you need to educate yourself. You need to understand why Al says this is the future, why Hemp Business Journal and their CBD report suggest that this will be the biggest selling dietary supplement in our lifetime. So you have to educate yourself. And here's the caveat, Janet. This ingredient doesn't lend itself as well to reading. What I mean by that is people are either a responder or a non-responder. Your lights go on. It's what your body was missing. You feel like you haven't in years, and it's good for you, or it doesn't do much of anything. So I can give you references and things to read, but ultimately you've got to get a bottle of Plus CBD oil, make an appointment with Janet if you just don't know how to get started on your own. We have dosing titration charts. But to answer your question, Janet, this ingredient must be experienced, in my opinion. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And just as you said, it can be any number of different responses based on what that individual may have been experiencing with their overall health, based on the quality of their diet, based on overall lifestyle and their need they might not necessarily even have a conscious awareness of what the need might be. But when they use the proper dose, the proper usage of CV Sciences CBD oil, their experience is just what the CV Sciences mission says it will be, a sensation of well-being. And that sensation is brought about without any concern with regard to addiction or any adverse effects. Would you agree?
Yes, you make an excellent point. There was an amazing lecture at the Scripps event on Friday by a medical doctor, Mark Stephen Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, M.D., cannabinoids and medicinal cannabis in pain management, a research review, UC Davis, pain doc, getting his cannabis from the government through the National Institutes of Drug Abuse that's grown down in Mississippi, said exactly what you said, CBD, safe, effective, non-addictive, non-habit-forming. You also said something interesting about what you bring to the present moment. And this is where CBD and hemp and cannabinoids are going to open up our minds. In preparing for today's show, I know last time we had talked about people that respond versus the people that may not because they're deficient. And we'll get back to that later again. But for anyone that heard that last time, I'm going to add every time we're on a paradox about this ingredient to further illustrate why you need to trust our company, because other people are out there grossly exaggerating the power of this ingredient. You noticed how Janet and I talked about it's not for everybody. Well, you need to know that. This paper I'm reading, Janet, just got published December 16th. It's called Bidirectional Effect, meaning it can go both ways, of CBD on contextual fear memory extinction. Wow, that's a heady concept. Here, check it out. Here's what they say. If you're totally stressed out and then you take the CBD, it helps you let go of the irritating bad memory. If you are not totally stressed out and you're taking the CBD, it reinforces the saliency of the experience. How fascinating is that?
Very.
Amazing, cool. Amazing.
For sure.
I mean, you were both like, wow. I mean, that's an aha moment. That means that the compound, to Janet's point, adjusts to you. So depression, anxiety, stress, the low-hanging fruit. If you are stressed out, and who isn't, just turn on the television. I mean, this ingredient came at the perfect time for the mental health of the entire planet. If you're stressed out, anxious, and can't sleep, you can't put it down, you can't turn it off, you need some CBD, and you need it today.
Stuart, give us a little indication, or give the listeners a little indication, after we come back from this intermission, as to how it works in the body to be able to reduce that stress.
And to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest, Mr. Stuart Tomp, Vice President of Human Nutrition at CV Sciences, and we are talking about the research, the information behind the use of CV Sciences CBD oil. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SAVALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in South Florida, as it is in Southern California, where our very special guest, Mr. Stuart Tonk, is going to advise us and our listeners as to the benefit of taking CBD and how it's going to react in the body and why it works in the body, for what reason. So, Stuart, give our listeners a little background.
Yes, the mechanism of action of CBD is the most complicated mechanism of action of any nutrient that I have ever studied. So it's very nuanced, meaning it has multiple ways of affecting human physiology. In terms of depression and anxiety, the way that CBD induces rapid-acting antidepressant-like effects is because it enhances cortical 5-HT glutamate neurotransmission. That's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. And has a role in the serotonin signaling system, 5-HT1A receptors. Now, this makes it different and unique because most of the antidepressants that are out there, they have major limitations. They take weeks until they work. We know the natural stuff for depression and anxiety at best only works a little bit in a pinch. You know what I'm talking about, Rescue Remedy. I've tried that for years. Great stuff. But I'm talking about when you have massive depression, anxiety, and stress, that may not be enough. Valerian, kava kava, passion flower, all of these things have very diffuse and indirect mechanisms of action. What CBD does that is so different is it speaks to the serotonin receptor, which is what you get when you get a lot of sunlight in your eyes, and it wakes you up and it elevates. It doesn't sedate. Most things that deal with stress are masking. They sedate you. CBD elevates you. So this could bring new light to the discovery of new, fast, effective antidepressant therapies. So that's why it is different than any other anti-anxiety, anti-depression kind of herbal remedy we've ever had.
So it's interesting. I'm looking at a patient profile, someone with longstanding bipolar disorder, an addiction to marijuana, and the only change made to the patient's treatment was the addition of CBD oil, the dosage gradually decreasing from 24 to 18 milligrams. And with the CBD oil, the patient was less anxious as well as being able to sleep. We know how critically important it is to be able to restore with proper sleep. So, and also gradually removing the marijuana from his daily routine. So amazing response in for a long-standing serious issue, and the response was gradual, predictable, and complete.
And I might add, in a dosage we can all get and afford. This is another rub. Historically, powerful nutritional data, like you just shared, comes across where it's 7,000 milligrams. And you look at what they're selling in stores, you could never afford it. You couldn't even get it. Here, what we're seeing in real-time clinical practice, and the paper that you referred to was published in Integrative Medicine, a clinician's journal, a fantastic medical journal, and the lead author, Scott Shannon, MD, also has authored a case report with a young girl suffering from pediatric anxiety, insomnia as part of PTSD. They're using our finished branded products. This is not marketing. This isn't salesmanship. This is true education. The evidence that Janet just shared is published in a medical journal using what I am selling and promoting. This is where CV Sciences and Plus CBD Oil is doing more than what is expected. Borrowed science has been the norm in our industry, not at our company. Every single paper that we put out will be based on our finished branded product. In addition, Janet, we have 136-person open-label pilot trial that we just got IRB exemption for, so we can publish it from the same author. So look forward to, as these shows continue, where we present more and more hard evidence on the finished branded product. I'm here to essentially destroy infomercials. That's my personal goal. I'm so sick of people destroying the good name of our industry by overselling things. I'd rather, Janet, Al, that you just hand out that paper. Somebody comes in to see you. Oh, I heard this stuff is marijuana. No, it's not. It's used to treat marijuana addiction. Oh, I didn't know that. I heard this stuff doesn't do anything. You hand out these peer-reviewed papers demonstrating what this product does, and this is how we're going to gain trust, help people, and have customers forever.
Well, that's great information, Stuart. Give our listeners now, when you mentioned the issue of cannabis and marijuana, we know that the CBD is derived from hemp. Give our listeners a little background as to how the final product comes to be distributed by CV Sciences.
Well, we grow all of our agricultural hemp in Holland, in the Netherlands. And to Al's point, it's a non-drug type plant. No one gets high from smoking our hemp. My grandfather, who was a jazz musician, was actually playing jazz trombone during the bombing of Pearl Harbor. He's actually a really cool guy, right? They told him, Eddie, keep playing, right? He used to look at me when I was a kid and say, only a dope would smoke rope. So the stuff that we sell, they use to make rope and hemp seeds and hemp seed oil out of, so nobody gets high. Now, here's the where people are confused. It's the same plant. It's the same plant. It just has lower levels of the active THC. Let's compare that to kombucha. Kombucha has a trace amount of alcohol, but it's not a daiquiri. Decaffeinated coffee has 30 milligrams of caffeine, but it's not one of these cold brew, nitro, blow your brains out things they're selling. So we need to be aware that it's cannabis sativa, but it's the decaffeinated version. And it's going to be very simple. You're at the diner, decaf or regular. When it comes to cannabis, decaf or regular. Our products, the CBD products, don't get you high, they get you healthy. So there's a huge difference. And that little factoid is the narrative that once that switches, and you see it happening, then America will embrace this ingredient. Once they realize that you can get most of the benefits of medical cannabis without being high, with something you can get at Save-A-Lot, with a nutritionist like Janet that you can talk to master the dosing, and you don't need a medical marijuana card, you're never going to have red eyes, you're never going to be stoned, you're just going to be healthier than you've ever been. When people figure that out, to Al's point, this is the next big thing in our industry.
So people can feel safe using this particular product, knowing that it has nothing to do at all with marijuana.
Yes, and that's why the paper that Janet referred to, CBD oil for decreasing the addictive use of marijuana, we have available. I guess, Janet, I'm sure you have copies of those.
I do. I have them available for anyone who comes in to see me today. Cannabidiol oil for decreasing addictive use of marijuana by Scott Shannon, MD. So very important information about calming, reducing anxiety, reducing pain, reducing inflammation. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And here is the research.
Have you both had Mark Blumenthal on in the past?
We have enjoyed him many times.
In the past, yes. And I have to say my right now I have been reaching out to Mark Blumenthal to, yes, join us. So.
Well, if you could, I think it would be great because I just saw him. We were just kibitzing at the event, and he's the founder and executive director and editor-in-chief and publisher of Herbalgram and HerbClip. But he was recently quoted in Nutra Ingredients. This is what Mark just said about CBD. Quote, the data surrounding CBD's efficacy, particularly in indications such as pain, relief, traumatic brain injury, suppression of seizures, among others, augur well for its future in the market if the molecule were derived from almost any other plant. If CBD had been found in another plant, it would be considered a miracle cure, a miracle functional food, or a miracle drug. Mark Blumenthal, American Botanical Council. I mean, hey, that means once people realize it does come from hemp, which is a type of cannabis that doesn't get you high, this will be considered a miracle cure, a miracle functional food, or a miracle drug. And this is the big irony. We're finding this ingredient at a time where we've lost some consumer trust because manufacturers exceeded the science and sold too much. Isn't that beautiful that this ingredient shows up just to vindicate everybody?
Well, it's a wonderful thing that this ingredient shows up at a particular state of the world where globally there is anxiety for many, many different reasons. And the concern that I have, and I don't know if you wish to comment on it, Stuart, has to do with the manufacturers of drugs that are meant to focus on curing, and I use that word facetiously, curing insomnia, curing depression, curing anxiety, curing pain. So what kind of pushback are you going to be experiencing from those manufacturers?
Interestingly enough, less now than at any time in history.
Wow.
And the reason for that is all of the open access information that's out there.
Okay.
The last time we had anything like this was red yeast rice. You remember that, Alan Janet,
sure.
Don't you?
Sure.
Now, for our audience that might not have known what we're talking about, red yeast rice is where they found statin drugs. They
right.
used it in China for thousands of years. And last time this happened, you had, is it a natural ingredient or is it a drug? And they went to court and they battled it out and they battled it out and they won. The drug companies won. And we were standing there thinking, whoa, looks like all these natural ingredients are going to get controlled by these drug companies. Here's the diff this time. Just guess. You don't have to say it out loud, but in your mind. How many hundreds of thousands of millennials are across the United States of America and the world for that matter growing hemp in their backyard or outside somewhere, cutting it down and extracting it and making their own medicine? How many hundreds of thousands of people do you think are doing that over the last couple of years?
My guess, it's a pretty high number of hundreds of thousands.
Al?
At least.
Okay, so this time.
So hang on in 1 minute, because we're coming up on a short intermission.
And to our listeners, our special guest today, Stuart Tomp, giving us all kinds of information based on high quality research. He is the educator for CB Sciences, and we will be back with more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Janna Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Janna Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Tuesday. I'm sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her office, and she will be available right after the radio show ends at 11 o'clock, and she'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer anything in the area that we're speaking about today or anything else that may be on your mind that you'd like to discuss with her. And she is off tomorrow, but she will be here on Thursday and Friday to also help you execute whatever plans you'd like to do to achieve good health for yourself and possibly some family members. Today we're speaking with Stuart Tonk, one of my favorite people to have on a radio show to give information. And you've covered the area of CBD pretty good, Stuart. I would like to be able to discuss some specific items as it relates to how people can use them to improve their overall well-being. You gave us an indication of how people can use the product, and for some people it will work, and for some it won't work. And I don't know if there's a reasonable explanation as to why it works with some people and not with others. It reminds me when St. John's Wort became a big hit as an antidepressant, and the pharmaceutical industry tried to take it down, saying that it was totally false, inaccurate, and didn't work. And I think the same situation applies with CBD because there are pharmaceutical companies that don't want this product to be used. It affects their overall bottom line by not being able to sell pharmaceutical drugs that may accomplish little in the body versus what the CBD can do with just a short period of time. So let's talk about some of the products, Stuart.
And absolutely.
I'm looking at you mentioned CBD oil. Now, I have one over here that has a 1 milligram spray dose. So how would someone, and it's unflavored, so it has no taste. How would someone use this particular product?
You would take the very first day only two sprays, two little pumps right under the tongue, and you want it to sit there sublingually for a few minutes, a couple minutes if you can. And that will give you 1 milligram of CBD in two sprays. And the logic here, Al, is that at a small amount, it has a slightly different effect than at a larger amount. So the earlier when I said it was bi-directional, if you were stressed out, it would help you get rid of the memory of the and the fear. If you weren't stressed out, you'd remember the experience more. The dosing with CBD is very interesting. It's called biphasic. It does one thing in a lower amount, and it can do different things in a higher amount. So if you're looking for the anti-stress, anti-anxiety effect, and you're new to CBD, you use the 100-milligram, one-ounce spray. I like the unflavored that Al's talking about because you can still taste a little hint of the rich hemp plant behind it. It's in extra virgin olive oil, so it has a delicious mouth flavor. There's no glycerin. We use a little bit of monolaurin, which is very popular right now. It helps to melt the envelope of even viruses, so it's got that good immune-protecting property as well. And so two sprays gives you 1 milligram, and I would say you want to do 1 milligram one day, 1 milligram the next day, 1 milligram the day after, just low and slow. And then you start to build up. Then after a few days, you take four sprays. After 5, 6, 8 days, maybe you take six sprays. And this is the trick. You need to find your perfect dose, and only you will know that. Have you seen that with all of your patients, Janet? Once they identify their dose, that's why, yeah, you could go in the store and buy the 100-milligram, one-ounce bottle, try it yourself. But if you can make an appointment with Janet, you can then start to explore some of the other factors going on in your life that may be influencing how much CBD you may need. Do you resonate with that, Janet?
Absolutely, 100%. And it goes across the board with any natural substance that I recommend to people. They need to find their own area of effectiveness. And I do have available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center the CBD dosing titration schedule so that people can get a little bit of a feel. They have it in black and white about how they can begin introducing the spray CBD oil and for fabulous personal results.
Well, we're covering the spray unflavored CBD oil. There is also a spray CBD oil that has a peppermint flavor. Is the flavoring the only difference between the two products, Stuart?
Yes, the peppermint is as we know, a powerful note because hemp itself tastes a little bit more like, barley or wheatgrass juice. And so if you're not an enormous fan of the real woody, barky tasting things in our health food stores, then the peppermint is just an excellent way to give you the same power and the same benefit with a good, clean, sort of fresh breath afterwards. So those are two choices that you have. We also make the product in a 500 milligram, 2 ounce bottle. And Al, I know we always look at how the education impacts the business side of this. Mm-hmm. That has become our number one seller.
Wow.
Our 2 ounce, 500 milligram spray is the product that the dosing chart that Janet has is based on. And so there's been a nice connection between as we educate people on the dosing and the dosing chart, because it's based on the 500 milligram 2 ounce spray, that has now correlated into our number one selling product. And I also want to add, I didn't mention this last time, but the biggest pharmaceutical company in the space, GW Pharma, and they're bringing CBD to market as an FDA approved drug. From their website, it says patients gradually titrate their dose. Patients take one spray in the evening. They then gradually increase their dose until they reach the optimum symptom relief. Once they've titrated their dose to achieve symptom relief, patients can adjust their dose according to how they're feeling on a day-to-day basis and over time as their disease progresses. Have you ever heard pharmaceutical recommendations like that ever, either of you?
Never.
No.
Never.
They
never
tell you, take more Valium if you're stressed out. They don't tell you. They say, do not exceed. Why? Because it's toxic. And at a certain dose, you're going to the emergency room. Here, that is not an issue. There is no LD50 unless you get to 243 milligrams per kilogram in a monkey. It's impossible to die from this stuff. So what we're recommending on this, you be the judge. If you are not feeling well, you're going to know when you're feeling better. If you're in pain, you're going to know when you're pain-free. If you are anxious and stressed out, you're going to know when you're cool as a cucumber. So what's so exciting here is if you're a responder, you're going to be hooked on it. You'll use it forever, and you'll need it forever because it's going to make you feel so good, but you won't be addicted to it, which means if you miss a day or a week or a month, it builds up in your system. It's lipophilic. So I agree with what Al said. This is the big breakthrough in our industry.
Well, Stuart, if we could isolate a situation, let's take someone who has been on antidepressants and they're looking to get off their antidepressants. How would someone, based upon your knowledge and experience, be able to wean themselves off the antidepressant by using the Plus CBD oil?
Well, the very first thing is we march directly into the prescribing doctor's office and we tell her that is what we are going to do. We make the decision, and I'm coming from some personal experience here, which I'm not going to divulge too much of, but you walk in there and you tell them, I am going to not be addicted to this stuff, a slave to this antidepressant, anti-anxiety medication you've got me on, and I'm going to do it with CBD. So you tell them what you're going to do. And then I think we should make an appointment with Janet. And if you're not going to do that, you take a 10-milligram capsule every single day as you work with your provider to titrate down your anti-anxiety medication. I'm hearing it from hundreds of patients and doctors, whether it's opiates, whether it's anti-anxiety medication. You take 10 milligrams a day, maybe make it simple, use the 10-milligram capsule every single day as you titrate down your pain medication, your anti-anxiety medication. You will then notice, if you read the papers that Janet has, both of the case histories, you'll notice that you would carry the spray with you during the day, and if you're feeling extra stressed out or anxious, you take a couple of pumps so you can titrate your dose as need be during the day, just like the pharmaceutical companies are educating people on how to use this stuff. That would probably be the most effective way in my experience.
All right, using another example, take a situation where people have obsessive compulsive disorders, whatever it may be, which is a difficult situation to overcome. I know even if someone were in to see Janet, Janet probably has a program to help people. However, how can CBD be a benefit to those people with obsessive compulsive disorders?
Well, here's where you want to then ramp it up a little bit. I would do the plus CBD oil 15-milligram gold soft gel. I'd be taking one of those a day, bite onto them in the back of your teeth, and then let it sit right underneath your tongue. I have a paper that was just published called Systemic Exposure to Orally Administrated Cannabinoids, and it says that if you co-administer them with fats, you're going to increase the bioavailability threefold. So the CBD oil is in there with extra virgin olive oil. You let it sit right under the tongue, 15 milligrams every single day. And then again, you've got your spray that you carry with you that you use to kind of meter, you know, throughout the day. I'm taking, Al, and I, you know, I'm obsessive compulsive. I'm
yes.
Obsessive compulsive workaholic. Scream looking for a mouth.
And we thought it was all enthusiasm. That's it. Okay.
No, it's some neurotransmitter stuff. I mean, and they've wanted to drug me, and they've tried. And I finally decided. Someone said to me once, you know, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, somebody made you like this, and you're supposed to figure out how to deal with it. Well, my family is having a really, really good time now that I have found CBD. I'm much more fun to be around, much easier to deal with. So if you're that kind of person, AAA personality, you cannot turn your brain off. Janet, aren't you seeing more and more people coming in, sitting there and just saying to you, I'm so stressed and I don't even know why?
It's true, and I see them engaging in all manner of obsessive behaviors that interfere with their ability to function in their day-to-day routine. So here is an answer for them that goes far beyond what they have ever imagined possible. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our very special guest today, Mr. Stuart Tomk, educator for CV Sciences, and we'll be right back after these messages. Join our mailing list and get advanced notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center
3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm here with Janet Cimarelli in her office and our very special guest, Mr. Stuart Tonk, who is speaking to us from the CV Sciences facility in San Diego, California, one of my second best favorite places to be if I weren't in South Florida here in the Margate Save-A-Lot store. But we're speaking about CBD and the many benefits, and we left off talking about the Plus CBD Oil soft gel. And I'm looking at a bottle of 60 soft gels with a dose of 15 milligrams per soft gel. And you had mentioned, Stuart, that people can bite into this. And would you say then the liquid should be sublingualized or should it be just swallowed?
Yeah, I would sublingually. You bite it, you get the added sublingual absorption, and then this really exciting paper on dietary fats and pharmaceutical lipid excipients increase systemic exposure to orally administered cannabis and cannabis-based medicines. A great paper that was just published, and it shows a threefold increase in absorption by adding the lipid, the extra virgin olive oil, to it. The other advantage to this product is if you just visualize putting the 15 milligrams of CBD in the soft gel with the extra virgin olive oil, we've now diluted the trace amount of naturally occurring THC down to 0.002%. At 0.3%, it's hemp. This product is 0.002%. So I think, Janet, you also see the application there, depending on the sensitivity of the patient. If the customer has never had any experience or exposure to any cannabinoids of any kind whatsoever, the idea of delivering it in this way is convenient. It's recognizable. We've already gone into our second major production of this. We sold the first batch so fast because the market is responding to the familiarity of a capsule like this. Looks like vitamin E or a fish oil capsule. This, I think, will be a flagship product.
Well, one of the things I think that we should look into, Stuart, is some of the disadvantages of the CBD oil. The first question most people have, I know, when they come in looking for a supplement, are there any side effects? That seems to be the first question. Forgetting about the doctor approving it, because most doctors are very ignorant when it comes to supplements. They just don't have the experience. But if a patient of a doctor says, I want to use this, the doctor should acquiesce to the patient's request based upon the patient's insistence from the medical doctor that they want to use this.
Yeah, you're still the customer, right? You're still the customer if you're the patient.
Say that one more time?
You're still the customer if you're the patient.
Correct, of course.
Customer's always right.
Right. Did my belief in
this. Well, here's the good news, Al. We sold 250,000 bottles last year, and we have advanced nutrivigilant adverse event reporting. This is a perfectly safe product. We have not had one serious adverse event. So theoretically, you should avoid the product, to answer your question, if you're taking 10 different pharmaceutical drugs, because there could be some competition with breaking down the cannabinoids in your liver. So if you're on 10 different pharmaceutical drugs, clearly get your doctor's permission before you start using large amounts of CBD. That would be the first caveat. And the second, and this is a big deal, this is a huge deal. When we said this is not for everyone, if you're employed and your job requires that you not fail a drug test, do not take any hemp products, because the simple urinalysis is too rudimentary to differentiate between the stuff that gets you high and the CBD that gets you healthy. It sees it all as cannabis or cannabinoids. Now, Al, Janet, when you do a blood draw and you then look at it, you see that there's CBD in the blood and almost no THC. They know you're not high, but you're already fired, so it doesn't even matter. So let's make sure that we tell people, if your employment status requires that you not fail a drug test, hey, even if people aren't testing positive at the low doses, no one has tested positive following the recommended dose on the bottle, but somebody eventually will. And we live in a society of sue, the most litigious society in the history of the world, mm-hmm. and we want to keep CBD around for everybody. So if you're borderline, then wait until the coast is a little bit clearer.
All right, that's very, very good advice. Now, two other products I'd like you to touch upon, because we only have several minutes left.
Yes.
One is the CBD plus oil and the peppermint dropper. Comes in a 2-ounce bottle, and it's a 5 milligram per serving.
Yeah, that's the 500 milligram total. You're talking about the new one, the gold dropper?
I'm talking about the gold formula and peppermint.
Okay, so that's getting to be really concentrated. So we've got the 2-ounce, 750 milligram product. That's the most concentrated new delivery system for CBD. We used to sell it in applicators. I think you're going to see, Janet, this is easier to use, not as messy, more control. Each drop you can drip out. So if you are really dealing with pain, I was at A4M and I had a cancer doctor tell me 300 milligrams of CBD and the tumors are disappearing. We're going to have to get him on your show. I would use the 2-ounce 750 milligram drops, and that way you can get the higher doses of CBD. But please build up to that, right? Low and slow. People that are using high amounts of CBD, you don't take all of that at once. What's the other product, Al?
The other product is the CBD oil balm.
Oh, wow. Topically, eczema, psoriasis, pain. There's two formulas, a green and a gold.
Right.
The green is better for eczema and psoriasis. The gold is better for pain. The green has all the plant material, so it's mostly in its naturally occurring acidic state. The gold is the same beautiful, high-concentrated, pure gold that we've won all of our awards with. So I would say muscle spasms, pain, and tension, rub that balm in the bottom of your feet, take a couple sprays under the tongue. You feel amazing.
All right, so I'm looking at the jar, and it's a very solid, I guess you call it a paste.
Yes.
How would someone use it, let's say, to soften it a little bit? Or is it the question of rubbing it on your fingers and rubbing it into the skin?
When you put your finger in there and come out with some on the end of your finger, it softens where you can spread it very easily. Just the warmth of your skin helps.
All right,
it does.
So that's
beeswax in there and jojoba melt it a little bit.
So for psoriasis, you're talking about the green formula?
Correct. Eczema, psoriasis, the green, because you have the full plant acid form that actually has a unique anti-germ-killing, anti-mite-killing property. And the gold would be more for muscle spasms and tension. Use the gold for, say, a massage is fantastic.
All right. And if someone were complaining about the pain after a workout, whether it be arm, leg, knee, back, the gold would be the one to use.
Tennis elbows and tennis knees.
Yes, because, well, here's the thing. A swollen knee, big swollen knee, cannabinoid receptors are hyper-upregulated because synovial fluid is abundantly rich in them. So we're bringing the cannabinoids to where those receptors are to create homeostasis and to help dampen down the inflammation. And if you take it on top of fish oil or turmeric, it's non-redundant. So it's anti-inflammatory in a different way. They work together. You're not wasting your money if you use turmeric or fish oil with your CBD. You should be doing that.
That's very, very good advice. Stuart, I also want to make our listeners aware that CV Sciences is a public corporation.
Yes, CVSI, Charlie Victor Sam Indigo. CVSI is our ticker. We're generating revenue, and we're almost making money. If you look at all of our filings, Al's been following us from the beginning, and right. We are the farthest ahead out of hundreds of companies in the space. And in the future, we could be a go-to name, just like probiotics and omega-3.
I think that's very important for our listeners to know that you're not a fly-by-night outfit, that you've been in business and you're here to stay. You're making a product that has been researched, utilized, and been effective in those people that choose to use the product. And I think that's the important consideration. It's similar to what CoQ10 did when it first came out years and years ago. And I think that you've made CBD a household name, Stuart, by letting people know its beneficial uses throughout the entire body. So I want to thank you personally for all that great information that you share with us.
And thank you, Al, very quick. Thank you, Al, for turning me on to CoQ10 all those years ago. Now that I'm a little bit older, I remember what you told me, and I'm taking it every day, and it works. Thank you.
Okay, fabulous, and always fabulous to talk with one of our very favorite guests, Mr. Stuart Tompk of CV Sciences. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We will be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Janet.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Al. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.